Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which, of course, is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher angel's perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice, that angel guidance. You can call the show on this number. It is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those numbers, I'd like to welcome everyone again to Angel Healing House, and thank you for supporting the show. Thank you so much for listening in on these 2.5 years. Can't believe it's coming up in a couple of months to our third year on the radio. And whether you're listening in on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, and there are close to about 136 now weekly shows that the Posse of Angels and myself have done, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. But firstly, I'd like to start off, listeners, by saying a huge thank you for all the emails and all the comments that listeners have sent me. I do read all of them. Sent me emails about my radio shows, and it seems that the channel topics do strike a chord with many, many of my devoted listeners. One person wrote, "Your show was so great today. I really enjoyed listening to it. I, too, have been experiencing a quietness, but know that it is all for my highest good. You reminded me to take a little more time out of my day to be thankful and express gratitude." And that's from Chelsea in Los Angeles. And Chelsea, if you're listening, hi, and a big I love you to you. Another client wrote, "I can't wait to come back to L.A. to visit and see you again. Angel healer friend of mine, you are an angel, Claire Candy Hoff. Thank you for being present and shining so bright in my life. You have brought me so much closer, all my angels in this world, and I appreciate you." And that's from lovely, lovely Wendy in Nebraska. And if you are listening, Wendy, big hugs and kisses, of course, and angel blessings to you. If you need help, listeners, in connecting to being grateful to your life, no matter what your life is presenting to you, or being more in tune with your angels, or just need some clarity, direction, and guidance as to where would be most helpful and beneficial for you to step forward, we would love to help you. Whether you live in France, like a very, very devoted listener of mine, or England or Australia, or you're located right on my doorstep in Los Angeles, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or angel readings using Skype and phone with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And you can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Your new life is waiting for you to step forward. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting an extraordinary life for yourself. I see that we have several callers on the line. That first caller, you are going to be 313, then we have 347, and 914. Those are the three callers in that order. So if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day before I take those calls for that free angel advice. And the topic of today is, when praying, remember to say thank you. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to start off today's program, today's channeled information, by asking everyone, including me, why do humans limit themselves? When I asked them to explain further, they said that when many of us are asking, what services do we provide, we often start to quote our certificates and our degrees we hold and bring forth quite a whole laundry list of things that we do. I have found this to be particularly true of healing practitioners like myself who have studied many, many different modalities. I know one client and one colleague that has studied so many different modalities that she had to get a larger business card to fit them all on there. Well, I myself, when somebody asks me, what do I do or what services do I provide, I launch into saying, I am a licensed Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a radio host, an intuitive counselor, author, writer, and spiritual teacher. That all rolls off my tongue. And you know what, listeners? The posse of angels laugh themselves silly every time I say this, because they tell me that this is such an infinitesimal speck of a dot, of a pinpoint, what makes up who Claire Candy Hoff is and the ways that she can serve herself and humanity. I guess that they are right if one sees being of service through the myopic eye of stating only the services that we charge money for. But, you know, the Posse of Angels is saying that to limit our being of service to the exchange of money, actually, it limits our humanity and capacity to serve ourselves and to serve others. You know, this was brought home to me a few evenings ago when I got a rather surprising late-night call. When I answered that call, a timid male voice asked if this was the prayer line. I was taken aback a little bit and told him that he had reached Angel Healing House and that he was speaking with the owner, Claire Candy Hoff. I asked him where he found me, and he said in an online directory for an online directory search for prayer service. Now, listeners, I can honestly tell all of you that I have never listed my business specifically under prayer services. Yet immediately I knew that this man's angels had led him to me to help him in his time of need. And you know what? While that was not one of the services that I normally provide for under the heading of services, you know, for money, I could certainly say a prayer for him. When I asked him what he needed a prayer for, he said in a very hesitant voice that he had gotten himself into big, big trouble, with the emphasis on the words big. I said to him without any hesitation, the only reason we get ourselves into trouble is if we don't follow our intuition. I then quickly added, and you know, listeners, it was as if I was speaking to my own son. I said, and I can tell you that this is not the first time that you have not listened to your intuition, and it's gotten you into trouble, hasn't it? The young man haltingly said, no, ma'am, you are absolutely right on all counts. When I asked him what the trouble was, he said that he had stolen money from his auntie some time ago, and that although she was very upset at that time, she forgave him. And now that she had found out that he had stolen money from her again, she said that there would have to be consequences for his actions. So that is why he needed someone to pray for him. When I asked him specifically what did he want me to pray for, he said to pray that his aunt forgives him and just lets it go, just like she did last time. Well, in a rather stern but loving voice, I said, I will do nothing of the sort, as that prayer is a waste of breath, as your call has nothing to do with your auntie, because we can't control her actions and what she chooses to do. Now, being 100% honest with this young man, I said, you know, I'm sensing that the only reason that you are upset is not because of your aunt's reactions. You are upset because you got caught. And until you understand and deal with the underlying negative feelings that are triggering you to steal, negative feelings like either anger or sadness or not being respected or worthy enough to earn your own money, then your own reaction to steal will continue. Until you do this, you know what? It won't matter how many prayers are uttered. I told him that the most effective prayer for him would be for us to pray and ask God and tell God that he was thankful that he got caught. Defensively, this young man blurted out, "Why should I thank God for being caught?" I explained that in this way, he finally could address what he was doing in order to change it. I then told him that the posse of angels and I would pray for him to have clarity and peace of mind from now on to follow his intuition, to follow that small, still voice inside of him that knows what is truth for him to follow. In this way, the prayer would not be an empty prayer, would help him to take stock of his life and finally bring about beneficial changes. After a long, long silence, he said, "You know, this was a very, very different prayer that I thought that I would receive." I told him, "The difference, my young man, is that by asking for clarity on how you can take stock of your life in order to create beneficial changes, you have gone from being a thief and not only stealing from your auntie, but also stealing from yourself, because what we do to another, we ultimately do to ourselves, to being an accountable human being that takes responsibility for his life." In a very shaky voice, he thanked me over and over again for this kind of prayer. The Posse of Angels is asking us to think back to the times when we have prayed. Most of the times, those prayers have centered on asking for something to be different in our lives. Perhaps we prayed for the acquisition of a new car, more money for a much-needed vacation, to get out of debt, to have the money to shelter ourselves and feed our families. We've prayed for new jobs and improved health. Many of us have asked God to change someone in our life, like a boss, a mother, an auntie, a father, a sibling, a landlord, or perhaps a friend or an enemy, so that our lives will be better and run more smoothly. Well, the Posse of Angels are asking us if we have ever really thought about what we are doing when we are praying and what it really means to pray. They then suggested that I look up the definition of what praying is. So off I go to the internet, and while there were many sites that quoted that to pray included a solemn request, a wish, or a desire for something, what got my attention and what surprised me was that the definition that came up truly most of all, breath, and to give thanks. And I have a sneaky suspicion that I know just where the Posse of Angels is going with all of this. Okay, number one, the Posse of Angels are telling us that God hears all prayers. And they want to remind you, listeners, that the angels know you desire even before you pray for it. That's how connected they are with each and every one of us. Okay, number two. If we use praying to ask for something, a request, a wish, a desire, we are actually praying for something to be different than what we are currently experiencing in our lives. Number three. All things come from God and are a co-creation with our own energies within. So there's that co-creative dance going on. Number four, by praying for something to be different in our lives, we are expressing that we are not happy or we're not satisfied in some way, shape, and form with our present circumstances. Number five, by praying to change our present circumstances, we certainly may not mean it to happen, but what we are unconsciously emphasizing is that we lack something in order for us to be happier and more fulfilled. And number 7, and when we are in any way emphasizing what we don't have, emphasizing lack, more lack enters our lives. So the posse of angels, here they come chiming in. They're saying that instead of praying for something to change, change the word praying to thanking and being thankful. By being grateful and appreciative for exactly what we have, we do not see ourselves as lacking, but we see ourselves as bountiful and abundant. As in the above example, by the young man thanking God for his getting caught. He no longer is a victim. How freeing is that? But he gets to be a contributing, responsible party in the creation of his own reality. And you know what, listeners? When you look at it that way, it is a massive difference. By changing the energies within us, from praying to being thankful, we fill ourselves up with a very, very different energy. Energies that resonate with an empowerment, a fullness, one of wealth and riches, one of abundance, but one in particular which means I have enough. Stops us questing and wanting more, fills us up with an enormous amount of riches and wealth within. By thanking instead of praying, we affirm that we always have what we need in any given moment, which I've stated before many times is very different than what we want. In fact, if you have been praying, or perhaps pleading, or begging, or crying, or asking for something to change and to be different in your life, then in many cases it's not your prayers that are going unheard, but that your energies are in complete disharmony and misalignment with the energy of abundance that you are asking for. Through addressing and finally clearing any energies of lack and scarcity and not having enough, you know what? My clients have become so gosh darn grateful and appreciative of their lives exactly the way they are, because through Angel Healing House, through the sessions with me, they've changed their perception and their reality has changed. Because they understand what powerful co-creators that we are with God's source, they have allowed themselves to consciously raise their vibrational frequency and energy to such a high, abundant level of gratitude that further abundance has naturally manifested in their lives. Before we speak more about the power of thanking, rather than just asking when we pray, let's go to those phone lines. 313, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Shireo. Hi, how are you? A lovely message
I am
from
well.
Your angel.
Hello, Miss Sunshine. Hello, Miss Sunshine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. What's new in Shireo's life?
Nothing. I wish there was something new I could say.
Well, you know what? There actually is something very, very, very new with all of us as a result of this new moon, which happened on Saturday. We have been downloaded, upgraded. All of our parts have been given, you know, like you take your car in for a service. We've been retuned, repolished, and although we may not know it, because the new, when it comes in for us, we want to be as squeaky clean and as clear and bright as we can be in order to step forward. Now, many of my clients, I don't know if you've experienced this, but many of my clients have said that they have actually felt a bit disheartened this last 3 or 4 days in particular. Like, what's the point? Like, what's the point? You know, they feel like giving up. These uploads or downloads, the way you want to see them, has actually changed us physically, and so it's made us feel like we're a little bit worn out, or in some cases a lot worn out, and made us feel, you know, physically sleepy, or like we really couldn't concentrate very much, and that we had to have some quiet time. This is all gearing us up, and this is very new. This was a huge new moon for many of us. What it's doing is it's getting rid of anything of any negativity inside of us that still remains, because that which is going to be given to us, which is the highest order from source, in order to bring forth on the earth plane, has to be done with the clearest, brightest, most loving energies. And there can't be any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, unforgiveness, defensiveness, criticism, you know, disharmony. Mm-hmm. There can't be anything associated with that. So having said that, there might have been some of that feeling inside of you, you know, like nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps you're feeling just like the tide is out. The tide is out, and it has a, you know, there's no signs of the ships coming in.
Yeah.
Exactly. So did you have a question?
No, you was delivering messages, right? I just want to hear the messages of what the angels have to say to me.
Oh.
So
yeah,
I can hear the lovely angels before I go on to work.
Maybe it helped me
a little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what they're saying is, and they're pointing once again to your sunshine, and they're saying your sunshine is just so bright and so amazing, and you're questing outside of yourself. They're saying stay in the present moment and watch ways to serve, and you will be amazed at the miracles that turn up just at your feet. Stop putting your emphasis on something that's got to happen, or expectations. You watch for the little things that are going to be, or not so little things, but they're going to be presented to you very easily in your present moment for you to service and to service yourself and to be of service to others. Okay, the first card that comes out for you, sweetie, is the Two of Swords, and I love the Two of Swords. It's a lot of times it's called the Stasis card, and it's a card where this woman is blindfolded. She has two swords crossed, and she's not making any movement at all. Actually, the water behind her is completely stock still, and they're saying that when we go through a time of this. And they're saying, please don't think that this is only happening to you. This is happening, I would say, to the majority of those people who are awakened and conscious. Okay? At a time of stillness, they're saying, take advantage of that. Take advantage of that. If you have time to rest, if you have time to nurture yourself, if you have to go get a book, go lie in the backyard, you know, ground yourself in Mother Earth, go talk to the fairies, go talk to your angels, because there will come a time where we're going to be so busy that we will not have the time to connect like that on a regular basis. So they're saying, and this is specifically for you, they're saying it's a time of no time, it's a time of no choices, and to honor and respect that as well. Okay, here we go. The second card is the Hermit card, which is the Trust the Universe card.
Trust the universe.
Trust the universe. They, you know what they're saying to you, Sherelle? They know what they're doing. Okay? The angels know what they're doing, and they're laughing because they're saying to you, do you know how much effort and time it takes? I mean, they have no time up there, so they can have all the time in the world, but do you know how much effort it takes to put this connection with that connection and make this happen and that happen and this happen and that happen in order that Sherelle can serve in the most extraordinary way possible. Mm-hmm. They're saying, geez, you know, give us some credit.
Okay, angels.
Okay, and they're also saying you wouldn't want it to happen any sooner than it's divinely meant to be.
Okay.
And the next card, I love that.
That is funny.
Isn't it funny? Okay, because Sherelle, these two cards are a very deep indigo color. And it's mm-hmm. like things are shrouded in the night. It's like the dark of the night sky. One of the cards has just a little bit of a sliver of a moon. That actually may be the new moon that's heralding those things coming in. But these two cards represent that darkness that we're still in. The third card that comes out, which is the outcome of this reading, is the Justice card. Justice will be done. You'll be either signing contracts or the truth of all of your intentions will be fulfilled, and you will see the honest fulfillment of your dreams and in your physical reality. This is a bright yellow card. It also has her standing in front of a huge tree. So they're telling me that you should go out and hug a tree.
Okay. I would do that when I'm on my way to work.
You don't have anything to worry about, sweetheart. You just keep
shining. Because I'm trying to get a new job, and it's just so stressful. Oh, my goodness. It's so stressful.
And is this stress helping you any?
No, it's not.
Okay, so they're saying what you need to do is you need to sit for 5, 10, 15 minutes every day and say, thank you for my extraordinary new job. Thank you for me working with like-minded people. Thank you for me being involved in a creative atmosphere and being able to be financially remunerated for my gifts and talents. Then you need to sit with that for a while and feel how yummy that feels. Put that kind of energy into yourself, and then that's the kind of energy which will appear in your reality. So I hope that's been helpful for you,
okay.
Sherelle.
Okay, yes, it has. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have an amazing day. Take care.
I will.
Bye-bye.
I'm about to hug the tree. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
And thank you so much, Sherelle. Good mind there for all of us about this new moon. Michelle in France, I'm just reading your comment in the chat room. She says in the Bible, Jesus is quoted as saying, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. And she said, what you said the angels are telling you, Candy, makes this verse have far more sense. And she's saying, thank you very much. And thank you, Michelle. We each one of us has so much to be grateful and blessed and thank you and thankful for. So let's go to the next caller. 347, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well, taking a little bit day to rest, but I've been very busy lately, so I wanted to check in with the angels about that.
Okay. What have you been very busy doing?
Taking actions to move my career forward. I've been thinking about this. I think part of it has been inspired action. The other part has just been like this kind of animal instinct going on to really support myself. Mm-hmm. I've also been getting some pressure from outside forces that they are no longer interested in supporting me, and I don't want them supporting me anymore. So I just want to kind of get the angels' thoughts about that. Like I said, I think a lot of the stuff has been inspired action, but I don't know. It's just been different. I've been very still and kind of co-creating and waiting and patient and whatever, and just lately I've been very busy. Just reaching out to people, trying to make things happen, making connections happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, the same. There's been that feeling that's going on that we're coming out of our cocoon. You know, all we wanted to do was just hunker down and just lay low, and now
certainly with this new moon and these downloads or uploads, whatever you want to call it, that have, you know, sort of sparked something. It's making us feel like we want to get out there and we want to connect with people. It's not to push to make things happen, but it's to provide that energy of connecting with others because, you know, we are here, we're not only here to serve, but we're here to give, and we're here to also to receive, to allow others to give to us. And any time our intuition gets us inspired and tells us to move forward, you know, we don't have to know the how, and we don't have to know the when or the where or anything like that. If we step forward, then we'll be amazed at what will show up. A door will open for us. We'll hear some news. There'll be a person there that has just the right information to connect us with somebody else. So the Posse of Angels are saying that they're applauding you, because they're saying that it's been quite a while since you have really felt this urge inside of you to step up, and to the word they're using is to be proactive with your life. Quite frankly, they're also saying that it wasn't a time yet to do that before this. So they're saying keep doing that because that is going to provide you with the information that's going to be really helpful for you. And they're saying don't get too caught up in the end result or expectations or attachments to how it's supposed to turn out. Because if you let go of that expectation, then you open the door for magic and miracles and the most convoluted synchronicities that you can ever imagine. Just like they said to the previous caller, Sherelle, open up to the possibility of this coming in, the magical waves, and just let it go. And just be led by those baby steps, because that's what they're calling it. They're saying, Jessica, it's time just to take baby steps. They're asking me, what sign are you, Jessica?
Cancer.
Okay, Cancerians. Cancer, well, my son's a Cancer, lovely sign, but Cancers are also very hesitant about making decisions. You know, they weigh up things and, you know, if it's not quite right, they'll poke their head back into their shells. They're saying be only in your heart, and you will be amazed at if you just allow yourself to bring your head out of your shell and be led by the sun, which is that glowing, radiant feeling in your heart, you'll be amazed at what shows up for you. It's not always easy to, you know, to go against a default program, what we always went with. For instance, I'm a Libra. I'm an airhead. I'm an air sign. And I'm very analytical. I just am. I have to analyze. I have to rationalize. And I have to justify. Makes me an extraordinarily good writer. And researcher and things like that, and figuring things out, I'm top of the class. What I've had to go against that default programming with my intuition, that even if I can't figure it out, I need to step ahead. And that's been an extraordinary journey of magic and miracles happening for me. I've had to throw away the logic. I've had to throw away the rationalizing, get out of my head, and just stay in my heart. So they're saying that for you, too. Baby steps, and you will be amazed at what happens for you, sweetheart. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
Because I'm also, my moon sign is a Leo, and I think I've been feeling that a lot lately. Like, again, this passion, I just feel like this, I really feel like sometimes like an animal lately of just like wanting to, you know, okay, let me go contact this person. Let's go make this happen. Let's go, And I don't think I've ever felt like that kind of like hungry for things. And
yeah,
I don't know why I'm questioning it. I mean, it feels good, but it's also like, again, I just feel so animalistic.
Yeah.
I've never felt it before.
And also Jupiter is in Leo now. And Jupiter is that planet of expansion, of luck, good luck, and good fortune, and prosperity, and so it's shining a light on all of that. And now it's telling you what that's telling you, Jessica, is it's almost as if they're saying, and I'm just getting shocked up and down my legs. If you follow your intuition, you cannot put a foot wrong. It's like going, they're showing me bowling. It's like going bowling with bumpers. You know those bumpers that the kids or even adults put up so it doesn't get a gutter ball? You can't put a foot wrong. Whatever you're led to do, they're saying, do it with a happy heart. Don't question it. And they're saying you will be amazed at what happens. Okay. Perfect. This beautiful card that just came out, first of all, is the Ace of Wands. And this is telling you, it's like the hand of God is coming out with this beautiful wand with these new leaves and new growth on it. Beautiful gold, bright card. And it's saying, this is a new beginning for your creativity, for your vision, for your ideas. And it's like the hand of God is going to come out and tell you through your intuition where you should step forward and who you should speak to and how each one of these is going to spark something else. They're showing me like little sparks. Like this is going to spark this vein from opening up and connecting with this person and who is going to put you in contact with this person that opens up another vein. So very exciting time for you, Jessica. The next one is the Four of Pentacles, a stronger foundation around your money. Okay, it could even be an employment situation. This is the situation they're telling me is a situation that will expand your gifts and talents. It'll be a larger, much wider platform to use your gifts and talents. There'll be more security in your life. This could be a greater foundation of stability, of emotional stability as well. You know, when our finances are not so rocky, we also head into a time of more emotional stability. And so both of these cards are bright yellow, and they're sunny, and they're brilliant. They're just I'm so excited to see the next card, and the next card is the Star. Oh, this is wonderful. The Star card is an 8 card. It's you're going to be a star shining in the theater of your own life. And you're going into this time. Please don't put any emphasis on the how and when of this happening. They're saying this is happening right now, even though you can't see the physical signs of it yet. They're showing me like it's already done over your head, and it just needs the divine timing and divine order to drop down on you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jessica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Keep taking that inspired action, and I'm sending you lots of love.
Oh, thank you.
All right. All the best. Take care.
Lots of love to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. That contains so much wonderful information for all of us. It is now that time to come out of our cocoons. We have just been sequestered away, many of us, for a very, very long time. And it's going to feel very odd for us. Boy, it's going to feel very strange for us to really take inspired action and to see where that intuition, those emails out of the blue, those things, those connections, those convoluted and magical connections that appear to us, and we're going to say, well, how is that going to happen? But the how is not our providence. The how is the providence of God and the angels. And all we need to do is to listen to our intuitions and to take inspired action and step forward. and just have faith that because we are children of God, we will be led. So let's go to our next caller, 914. Thank you for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
And how has Christine's life been?
It's been lovely, but...
is that a baby in the background?
Yeah, I have a six-month-old.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh
a four-year-old,
gosh.
And he's adorable. He's super sweet.
They're telling me that they so needed to be a part of this reading because they're saying there are such new beginnings coming in for all of us, and to be childlike, to be in a state of wonder and enchantment and magic, and see the majesty of co-creating with God as it unfolds in our lives like we never thought it was possible before.
Your children
had to be voiced in this reading to give us that message.
Oh.
So thank you, kids.
Yeah, that's so funny because I put him in his activity center because I thought he would just play. But he started talking right away.
Absolutely. He wanted to bring in the message. I'm going to jump right in here before you ask your question, Christine. Do you know that your children are rainbow children?
I've kind of thought that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They want you to start concentratedly, that's a funny word, but they want you to focus on finding out about rainbow children. And they want you to understand that rainbow children are seeding the planet with a whole new energy. And this whole new energy is one where they do not have karmic debt at all. They come in knowing exactly who they are. They come in with telepathic powers that are clear, they're bright. When they start talking about seeing angels and fairies and beings, you know, that you might not see yourself, you're to encourage them. This is not like imaginary friends. These are real. And their clear abilities and psychic abilities and awareness offer this ability to them. So the posse of angels are also saying to pat yourself on the back, because these children would not have been given to you unless you brought yourself up to a very, very high level of resonance and you cleared so much in your life.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
You don't give yourself enough credit, my dear. It's time to start giving yourself some credit.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
So what? Mm-hmm. So do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I guess it was kind of about that.
Okay. How much time do you allow or not allow? Maybe that's not the right word. How much time, do you allow yourself to nourish and nurture yourself every week? Now, I know with a six-month-old and a four-year-old, that time cannot be gobs of time. How much time do you allow yourself to creatively express who you are and to nurture who you are?
I have to tell you, my honest first gut thought was an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I need to do more of, yes.
Okay. You need to do more of this because of what lovely Jessica, our last caller, said. Jupiter is in Leo. I'm not an astrologer, but I do know that it's getting us to come out of the cocoon. It's getting us to dry off our wings in order for them to be able to fully unfurl when it comes to creativity so that we can fly. Don't think you are limited in any way just because you have this beautiful six-month-old and this gorgeous four-year-old. You could be writing a book about your experiences with your children to help other mothers of rainbow children. You could get involved in organizations of other mothers that have rainbow children. Maybe if it's not for the, not specifically for these children, some creative endeavor. I feel that you're going to be writing a book. Are you writing, or did you start a book or thought about it?
I have many in my head, just not on paper.
Okay. Okay. They want you to know that those books are already completed and they're above your head. And the more time that you can, not more time, because time is really something that is taken away from us when we have those young children. And so they're saying, even if you can sit down, maybe, I know you'll be so exhausted, but find the time where you can find a friend or do a swap with a mother or something like that, and don't use that time to go do the laundry or sweep the floor. Use that time to sit down for maybe half an hour and just to tune in and to bring forth and start, because it's not certainly where we finish. It's the journey of making that a priority for you and bringing that forth. So they're stressing that really, really very deeply. And while 1 hour is good, perhaps they're saying that there you could find some time if you swap with another mom or if you have the wherewithal to get a babysitter or with a partner or some family member there to just give you a little bit more of a break to really nurture yourself. And they're very strongly saying, don't use that time to go do the laundry.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let me go to the cards and see what comes out. There's very, very strong indications about those rainbow children. And you know, being an active participant and helping other mothers, know about their children, their capacities, and to how to foster them.
Okay.
The first card that comes in for you is the Page of Cups. Page of Cups is saying that there's going to be, by doing this, is that you're going to be drawing, there's going to be messages coming to you. All you have to do, because you are so powerful, is to put the fulfillment of what you desire out there. If you desire to be part of an organization, if you desire for more of your skills and talents to be used, not only used, but remunerated for them, that kind of thing. I've known many, many mothers over my 11 years at Angel Healing House that have had part-time work, which they've done at home, and they've somehow squeezed in with the help of a spouse, babysitters, and to eke out, the starting of a little bit of home business or something like that, or utilizing their services. And they're saying that you're now at this stage that you weren't ready to do this before, but they're saying now you're feeling that creativity inside of you to take that inspired action to step forward. And they're encouraging you. They're actually encouraging you to do that. Our next card is coming out for you is the Seven of Wands, which is the card basically that you're allowing yourself to step forward. You're allowing yourself to be seen for who you are and your creativity, starting to get yourself more noticed because of that. And certainly the last card that comes in is the Empress card. This is the card where you're very grounded, and you. They're also saying here that it's very important for you to go out and connect with nature. Whether that's putting your feet on the grass for like 20 minutes every single day to be able to recalibrate yourself. So I see very, very good things coming for you, Christine. Please give those amazing children a huge hug and kiss from me, and really do start researching the Rainbow Children, because I think that's going to be very important for you.
Okay, I will. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I feel much more encouraged.
Go, go, go. Take care, sweetheart.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And let's go to our next caller. 786, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello, who am I speaking with? 786, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there?
Okay.
Are you there? Hello?
Hi.
Yes, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. The line is very faint. I can't hear you. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, we're having trouble with that line 786. Possibly you could call back in so we can get your question. In the meantime, the posse of angels are saying that they already know what you desire before you cotton on to what you desire. And so much that they have to do to carefully orchestrate and arrange things in our lives for our greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned when we pray, is amazing, the things that they have to organize. And mind you, they don't have anything else to do, but they're doing it because they love us so much. So what they are saying is that they already know what you're praying for. And while they are not saying that praying is a waste of time, the greatest use of each and every one of our divine eternal natures has to do with harnessing the highest energy within and holding it at a consistent level in order to manifest what we desire in our realities. Next to the energies of love, being thankful and expressing gratitude and appreciation are two of the highest forms of energies that exist. The Posse of Angels is saying that by simply saying thank you to God, feeling blessed and expressing gratitude for that which we have already, we're working with the energies of the universe instead of working against them. We expand ourselves out, and it's amazing how those energies go out and touch every other energy. So if you have been praying for a new love or a new job, you can sit and say thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary new love, or thank you for my extraordinary new job that is coming to me and remunerates me and gets me to use my gifts and talents. Just 15 minutes every day can change those vibrations inside of you. And the lovely Posse of Angels is saying that one of the best ways of doing this, put your emphasis on thanking God for what you have already. This works with the energies of the universe to alchemically create absolute magic in our lives. And just as an end to today's program, everyone, this new moon heralds each and every one of us coming out of our cocoons. And we have been in that cocoon for a very long time, seemingly held back, but it was for our own good, as we had to make sure that there was no more negativity left in our life, no sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, worry, stress, control, because what we're going to be stepping into is the fulfillment of our dreams, and we don't want to take any negativity with us. So sit for that for a while. Let your wings, your butterfly wings, dry out and watch the things coming into you. Watch your intuition how to step forward to the fulfillment of those dreams. And that just wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to my listeners tuning in. Program. Thank you to those who are listening to these archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio show or on iTunes for free. Now, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, you can email me your request to receive that newsletter to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally guided recorded angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, go to www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to each and every one of you. I so look forward to you tuning in next week and to be able to speak with you once again. Sending you so much love and light. Have a beautiful week. Take care. Bye.